as part of a process of reconciliation, and which is contained in the post-2015 development dialogue. Because clearly, you're sending a letter to Britain on this matter. Britain is the major country in the Commonwealth, historically. And it's the fifth, sixth largest economy in the world. So these are matters where the Commonwealth itself can play a role in facilitating more amicable dialogue, more understanding dialogue, because we are not involved in this matter as the politics of protest. It's a question of seeing how we could address the legacy of native genocide and of slavery within the context of the post-2015 development dialogue.